He obtained the promise. Let us pray. Dear Lord, I come to you tonight, Father. Father, and I just want to thank you tonight, Father, that you are a good Father. God, you've been good to me. You've been good to this church, Father God. You've been good to the ones sitting in the congregation tonight, Father God. God, and I thank you for that. Lord God, tonight I ask that you just help us endure, Father God. You'd help us endure to the end. Lord God, I pray that we'd be an enduring church, Father God. We'd be an enduring Christians for you. Lord God, tonight I ask that you just remove me out of the way, God. I pray, Father God, that you just have said what you want said, Father. God, I pray that you be with BJ tonight, Father God. As he's in revival, Father God, I pray that you just give him a hedge of protection, Father God. God, I pray that you just shine your light through. God, I love you, and I do thank you tonight, and it's in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight in Hebrews chapter number 6 and verse 15, it says that after he had endured, he obtained the promise. I want you to know tonight that only those who endure in the Christian walk will obtain the promise God has for them. Tonight, we must endure. Tonight, we must be an enduring Christian. We must be an enduring church. We must be endurers in our walk. But tonight, just how can we endure? That's what I want to look at tonight. How can we endure? Tonight, I'm going to be doing a lot of flipping, a lot of turning. If you want to flip, you want to turn, you're more than welcome to. I'm going to try to blow through this and get through it. Just kind of hit over some high points. But tonight, we can endure because he is our protector. He is our protection tonight. In Exodus 14:14, it says that he is... Exodus 14:14, it says... Let me find it. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. I want you to know tonight that he is our protector through his actions. He protects us through his actions. It says that we won't have to fight our battles, that he'll fight them for us. Tonight, he is our protection through his action, but he is also our protection through assurance. In John 10:27-29, it says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them. They follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my Father's hand. My Father which gave them is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Verse number 30, it says, I and my Father are one. I want you to know tonight that he is our protector through action, but he is our protector through insurance. What does he insure us of? He insures us of that salvation that he promised us. He ensures us that no man, no devil, nobody, no nothing that I do, nothing that you do can remove that salvation from you. He protects that salvation. He protects us. He protects that salvation. But tonight, he's also a protection because he is abundance. He is abundance tonight. In Ephesians 3, verse number 20, Ephesians 3:20, it says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. I want you to know tonight that protection, it reaches far more than what we could ever think of. It reaches far more than anything that we could ever see, far more than anything that we could ever do. I want you to know tonight, BJ said it Sunday, and it's so true. Anything that comes to you has already come through the Father's hand. Anything that's ever, any harm, anything, any good, anything, it's already come through the Father's hand. He's already protecting you. He's already got that protection, that peace, that assurance over you. I want you to know tonight he is able to do abundantly, exceedingly abundantly, more than we could ever ask or think. But tonight we can endure because he is that protection. He's that protection over us. But we also endure because he is our parent. He is a parent. 1 Peter 5:6-7. Let me find it. It says, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. He is our parent because he is a caring God. He cares for us. I want you to know tonight, it says, whatever's going on in your life, it may seem simple, it may seem small to everybody else around you, and it may seem like the biggest thing falling. I don't know, but whatever it is, he cares about it. It may seem stupid, it may seem dumb to everybody else, nobody else really cares, but God cares about it. He is our parent, that's what a parent does, they care for their children and what they care about. But he is also a concerned God. In 1 Peter 5:8-10, if you keep on reading down, it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Verse number 10 says, but the God of all grace, who have called us into His eternal glory by Christ Jesus. After that, you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish and strengthen, and settle you. I want you to know tonight, He's that concerned God. Just as a good parent does, they're concerned about what their children does, what their children do, what their children want, where their children go. He's concerned about what we do as a child of God. He's concerned about us because He is our parent. He is our Father. He wants to make us perfect. As He says in verse number 10, everything He wants us to do, He wants us to do it perfect. He wants us to do it perfect. He wants to establish us. He wants to strengthen us. But He wants to settle us. And if you find a good parent, that's exactly what they want in their kids. They want them to be perfect. They want them to make an establishment of themselves. They want them to be established. He wants to strengthen them. And they want them to be settled tonight. But also, we not only see He's a caring God, He's not only a concerned God, but He's a covering God. And I hit on this on the mission trip last week, but in Psalms 91, verses 1 through 4, it says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust." Verse number 3, "Surely He will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence." Verse number 4, "He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust, and His truth shall be thy shield and buckler." I want you to know tonight that it says that He will cover thee. As you look on up, you see that protection where it says, "He is my refuge and my fortress. Oh, He will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence." But in verse number 4, we see that cover. We see where He covers us. And just as a good parent does, you've heard, "Just get back under my wing." You've told your kids, probably, "I don't have kids, but y'all know what I'm talking about. Just get in under my wing." Under that wing is where there's protection, where there's peace. You can see what those kids are doing. You can feel what those kids are doing. And that's where God wants us tonight. He wants us right under His wing. Right under His wing where He knows where we're at. He can feel where we're at. He can see where we're at. He knows what's going on. No harm can come under His wing. No harm, no hurt, no pain, no nothing like that can come under God's wing. And just that's how He is our parent tonight. He's caring, He's concerned for us, and He's covering us tonight. But not only is He our protection so we can endure through that, not only can we endure because He is our parent, but tonight we can endure because He is our provider. He provides for us tonight. And you say, what does He provide? The first thing He provides tonight is everlasting. He's the everlasting provider. He provides everlasting life. If you look back up, He provides to that everlasting parent. You may not have your parents here on this earth forever. There's a Father you'll always have. He's that everlasting Father. But He's also that everlasting protection. Just kind of backtracking there, He's that everlasting. That protection that you have in Christ, you'll have it forever. The Father that you have in Christ, you'll have it forever. The life that you have in Christ, you'll have it forever. It's everlasting. Not only is He an everlasting provider, but He is an every season provider. The Bible says that we should be instant in season and out of season. But you know God don't have seasons. He don't have seasons. Hebrews 13:8 says, "Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever." He don't go in and out of season. We may, people may, the church may, but He is the same God day in and day out. Storm in and storm out. Fire in and fire out. He is the same God. He is an every season God. But He's also our provider, and we can endure because He's an enduring provider. See, I've always been told and always heard that God won't ask you to do something that He didn't do, that He don't do. And just as He is an everlasting provider and He's an every season provider, He's an enduring provider, because He's always there. Revelations 22:13 says says that He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He's always been here. He's always going to be there. I want you to know tonight that He endures for us because He wants us to endure. He is an enduring God. No matter what you go through, no matter what you've done, He's going to be there. He's going to endure through the hard times. He's going to endure through the through the weak times. He's going to endure through the strong times, through the good times, through the bad times. But I want to take you back tonight, right where we started. I just made a big circle, and this might be the shortest Wednesday night lesson you've ever had. But Hebrews 6:15, it says, "And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise." Last time I stood up here, it's been a few months ago, maybe half a year ago, I don't remember, but I spoke on the promises of God. Stand on the promises of God. Make sure you're standing on them. We must be a church that stands on them. And tonight I'm still waiting on mine. I'm still waiting on that promise God has set before me. Some of you probably already got yours. Some of you may still be waiting with me. I don't know. But tonight I titled this thing, The Goodness of God, and I hadn't talked about the goodness of God, but as I was studying this week and I wrote down and had everything lined out and said, well, that's all enduring. My title should be on enduring. He said, the only way you're going to endure is to look at my goodness. See how good I've been in your life, and that's what's going to keep pushing you and keep nudging you to keep on growing and keep on going for me. I want you to know tonight, when you look at the goodness of God, you see how good of a provider he's been. You see how good of a parent he's been. And you see how good of a protection he's been over your life. I want you to know tonight, I don't know what you're going through, but I know tonight that there's things in this church, people in this church who's going through hard times, and man, stuff just going like it shouldn't be going, you think, I think, we think. I want you to know, God, he is good. The only way you're going to make it through the hard times, through the storms of this life, through the high times and the low times and whatever you may think, the only way you're going to get through them, the only way I'm going to get through them, is to remember how good he's been. Just remember how good God's been to you. Let us pray. Lord, I love you. Lord, I may have got up here and made a complete mess of what you give me this week, but I thank you that you give it to me. God, if I've needed anything in the last couple months, it's just to look at how good you've been to me and my family, me and my church, Father God. God, I don't know why. God, I don't deserve it. God, I can't do anything to gain it. God, you're always there. You're always protecting me. You're always providing for me. And God, I thank you that I can call you Father. God, I thank you that I have a home in heaven. God, I thank you that you've placed me in this church for people who's got a home there too. God, I love you and I do thank you. It's in Jesus' name. Amen.